All right, good morning, Super Talk Mississippi. I should say good afternoon. It is the Monday edition of the JT Show. We obviously continue to talk about this. It's not something that's going to go away. We'll continue to talk about this through much of the day, and would love to hear from you if you'd like to be a part of us, part of it here with us. And we're going to get Keith Plunkett up here with us as he joins us here on the program. Keith Plunkett, welcome to the JT Show. How you doing, man? Good to hear from you today.
JT, good to be with you, man. I appreciate it. Would love to be in with you today, but the decision got me down.
We banned you from coming in, just like they did me. My couple of days I was off, they wouldn't allow me up here. I know you're probably trying to get over the flu. It's kind of some bad things going on right now, and I hope you get to feeling better.
Well, I appreciate that.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, and you and I visited last time and had a great visit, and I know you do a lot of work. A lot of work with a lot of people and a lot of things that are going on around the state. And you work with the Tea Party on a pretty regular basis, and just still kind of dealing with them and Commissioner Cheney, the exchanges. I know there's still a little friction there, still some things going on. How is that coming? How is that particular this particular round going right now? Obviously, we've passed the deadline with the states to do what they have to do, and kind of wanted your take on that with Commissioner Cheney, the Tea Party, and kind of both sides here. I know some people are for it, some people are against it. It's kind of it depends on, I guess, which way the wind's blowing these days.
Well, and just to clarify, I'm not actually a quote unquote card carrying member of the Tea Party, but I do work with him from time to time, and I have made some good friends in there, and they're in that organization. They are they're incredible. I mean, they are people who go out and they work their rear ends off, for nothing. This is not they don't make any money off of this, so they're to be commended for their dedication to public service. And and as far as Commissioner Cheney goes, I've known Mike for a few years. He and I on a first-name basis. I've been to his fundraisers before. I mean, this is not an antagonistic thing personally between Commissioner Cheney and myself or with the Tea Party, really. And I think that gets me kind of misconstrued from time to time because it is a bit of a divisive narrative that's kind of going around right now.
Well, I guess my question is this, and I know Keith Plunkett, the managing editor of MissPep, and I appreciate you putting us up there too. By the way, I appreciate you getting it up there, get us a little publicity out there. I guess my question to you is this one, Keith, is, and I know everything I've heard from Commissioner Cheney and everything that I can understand is that if we want to, we can stop these state-run exchanges anytime we want to. Do you understand that to be the same way as I do?
Well, we can stop them or we can just not do them to begin with. I don't see, there's several, I'd like to step back just a little bit. There are a few questions that Commissioner Cheney hasn't really answered. One is, this claim, he continues to say, this is by Mississippians for Mississippians. We want to run this so the federal government doesn't. Well, if this is true, then why must everything be approved by Kathleen Sebelius at HHS? That's the first question I would ask of him, and one I don't think he's really answered. Everything has been, to get approval through Obama's Health and Human Services. There's 13,000 pages of recent regulations. Sam Hall, who blogs for Clarion Ledger, pointed this out a few days ago, of recent regulations that nobody fully understands what's in these new released regulations from Health and Human Services. So, and 13,000 pages, JP, that's four times the original size of the original bill. And furthermore, for these 13,000 pages, and this is another thing Sam reported on, that the Obama administration reduced the public comment time from the statutory 60 days to 30 days, just try to ram it through there and squeeze it in as quickly as possible. That's number one. That's the first question I would ask. If this is really by Mississippians for Mississippians, then what? How do you explain those things? Secondly, I would say, he says this is just a website. Well, how many websites require a $20 million injection of federal money? And how come, if it's just a website for price comparison, like Commissioner Cheney has said, this is a kind of like Expedia or some of those other, places where you can book a flight or a hotel room. Then how come this didn't go up to bid for a Mississippi company to get? How come it went to a company out in Utah connected to someone with the Obama administration? And how much will this website cost to the Mississippi taxpayers? There's some analysis that says that the number annually could be as much as $10 to $50 million a year just for Mississippi. So is that a website? Because I can tell you I can build a lot of websites and contract with people that know how to build a lot of websites that can do that probably 10 times over for such a website.
I was going to say, that kind of money, I mean, that's for a website?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not Mr. Technology. You know, I'm online, and I've been able to learn a lot about online technology, and I know what I don't know, so I know when I have to go to other people. But $20 million injection of federal money, how is that just a website? And some analysis says anywhere from $10 to $50 million annually. So, and what really, to me, is the biggest kicker of this, and one that I think your listeners really need to know and need to understand, is the $2,000 fine per employee on businesses. This thing that was a fine, then it wasn't a fine, then it was a tax, and, you know, the thing that got this through, those are the employers of this state. And they can't be assessed this fine. All analysis I've read says they can't be assessed this fine because if we don't have a state exchange, because the feds don't have that authority through the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, if bringing the state exchange into play in Mississippi is going to cost businesses, then it's going to cost jobs.
Sure.
And that, to me, is the biggest kicker of them all. And I would think that would excite, you know, your regular old Joes, your construction guys, and anybody else that employs a lot of people to get after it and start lighting those phone lines up and calling their legislators.
National political action group Freedom Works has also called on Mississippi citizens to get Speaker Gunn and Terry Brown and the Lieutenant Governor and Governor all before the December 14th deadline that passed us, I believe it was Friday.
Right.
I guess another question that I've never really seemed to be able to get an answer to, Keith, and I don't know if you can help me with it or not, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I've yet to figure out or get an answer from anybody that can explain to me how Commissioner Cheney, and again, I'm kind of sitting on the fence on this thing here because I really don't understand it, but how in the world Commissioner Cheney...
It's a lot to understand.
Right. But
it's
can't...
It's kind of like the tar, baby. The more you punch at it, the worse off you get.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a lot worse. But I don't understand how Commissioner Cheney by himself can go through with this if the governor is not with this. And I'm not really sure where the Senate or the House stands on this, but I've never been able to really figure out how Commissioner Cheney had the authority and the power to go about doing this and speaking for the whole state of Mississippi all by himself.
Well, this is why I think it's absolutely critical that business owners understand that Commissioner Cheney's actions can be stopped if they call their legislators. He does have the authority. That was pushed through, I think, in 2010 in legislation, and I believe Senator Buck Clark was the sponsor on that legislation. It was pushed through by then Governor Haley Barbour to give Commissioner Cheney the authority he needed to go about doing this without okaying it with anybody else. And you know, everybody knows that former Governor Barbour was a master politician, and he knew how to wrangle the votes when he needed them. He did it. Commissioner Cheney has that authority. But that doesn't mean it's a done deal. Legislators, I've spoken with some legislators who say that there is a possibility that they can rescind that. No agency, they can pass some sort of legislation that says no agency has the authority to forward anything to do with Obamacare or the federal takeover of health care, and that they shouldn't take any further action on it. So, and what this does is creates this federal crisis because the feds don't have the money to really come in and actually fund a federal exchange. They don't have that authority. It's not budgeted in the federal act. And though, as long as we have a Republican House of Representatives, it won't be funded. At least we certainly hope so. We've got seen here lately, of course, how Speaker Boehner's been a little wishy-washy on some things that conservatives would probably wish he wouldn't be as much. But, you know, they haven't budgeted for those federal exchanges to be able to implement them in the states. And that really creates a problem for being able to implement Obamacare. No Fed order can compel a state agency head to disobey any state law. That's not legal. So if the legislators get out there, and if the business leaders get out there and really get after some of these legislators and say, look, here's your chance to prove you're pro-business, you're pro-job, you are a true conservative, and you are really against big government in Mississippi, to take this seriously and take seriously the rights of the citizens and the plight of the unemployed in this state. You know, my son works in construction. He's a young man, and he just started working this great job in construction. If some of this goes through, he's likely to be the first one to let go. And that age group right now is the ones that are hurting the worst, the absolute worst when it comes to the employment situation in Mississippi. That 16 to 30-year-olds have an unemployment rate of around 23%, I think it is, right now in Mississippi. And that's just unheard of. So, you know, if businesses get on the horn, this is possible to stop it. But people have got to get a fire under them.
It's going to be something interesting to watch. It's
certainly is.
It has been interesting to watch, and I hate it because I'll say it many times over. Commissioner Cheney's a good man. He's a good politician. He's a good conservative.
Absolutely.
He's a good conservative, and I hate that anything is getting pushed between the conservatives here in the state of Mississippi. If there's any, you know, you never want to see anything in the middle of them, because you know the Democrats would be loving to see that. And
well, you know, in a way, this was inevitable too, JT, because the party in power, the more power it gets, then the more splintered it becomes from time to time. And you know, we could talk for hours on my thoughts on communications from the conservative side of the Republican Party, and or the lack thereof, and but you know, it's just a natural occurrence, I think, in politics. Really,
it's certainly one, and it's one to watch. As we get Keith Plunkett back up, managing editor of Miss Pep. Keith, you there?
Yes, I am.
Got you there, and Commissioner Mike Cheney, the insurance commissioner here. Commissioner Cheney, it's a pleasure to have you on the program, and thanks for being a listener of the JT Show.
Well, good to always listen to you, JT. I pulled over in Bovina so I could return the phone call and get on the air with you.
Well, and we were just talking about the insurance exchanges. You know where I sit on this, and that's kind of on the fence here. I can see both sides, and I know Keith, and Keith, I appreciate you staying here with us to be here apart with us. Commissioner Cheney, would you like to comment on part of our conversation?
Well, a couple of things that Keith brought out that need to be clarified. The idea of a state-run exchange versus a federal-run exchange came out of the bill through the Republican side in Congress. It was actually the Republicans that pushed for this. So I want to make it clear, it wasn't a Democratic idea. It was a federal idea passed by and pushed by the Republican Party, and they put it into the bill now. Why do you have to get approval? Keith said, you know, that it's not a state-run based exchange. It's not run by Mississippians for Mississippians. I would disagree with that. You do have to get approval from the feds if we run the state-based exchange at a state level, simply because you've got to comply to the federal law. But if the state runs the exchange, you have a lot more flexibility than what you would have if the feds operated it. Let me give you one quick example. If the state does not expand Medicaid, which I don't think they will, and I don't think they should right now, then there's a possibility we could add all the people, which are about 55,000 of them, onto a state-based exchange and let the federal government pick up 98% of the subsidy, which is somewhere close to $50 to $110 million a year savings to the state of Mississippi versus what they would do on Medicaid. Now, if the feds operated the exchange and not the state, they could force people on the exchange and bill the state for the cost of putting them on there. They can't do that under a state-based exchange. And albeit 2 or 3 years from now, that law could change, but right now it's a known entity of what we can do under the existing law if it's a state-based. That's just one example of savings right there. The other parts are we establish the essential health benefits, not the federal government, which will mean that we can provide more monies to the provider network, that's doctors and hospitals, for services rendered, versus what may be paid by the federal government. We can determine the central health benefits that are on the exchange, who operates plans that are put on the exchange, and we regulate them, not federal government. State law would be the primary law that would apply if state operates exchanges and not federal law. Now, Keith brought up something about how can you spend $20 million for a web page? We're not designing a web page. Web pages have been done a long time ago for a few thousand dollars. What we have to do is do all the back work, software that has to be done to take a person's name, payments, all the things that go with it. If Microsoft develops, just think about this, one piece of software, and they sell it for $200 or $300 for that package of software, they have to sell 50 million packages sometimes to break even. It does not cost us hundreds of millions of dollars to develop this software. We're paying on a bid price somewhere a little over $20 million, and that's probably not going to be the all of it. It's going to cost more than that, but the key here is the federal government's paying for it and not the state of Mississippi. If the state defers to the federal government, you will have federal control 100%. We will have no say-so. The feds will develop the software in conjunction with IBM and Microsoft, which they're estimating to cost in excess, almost in excess of $1 billion just for the federal government. So it's a savings to us. I just don't agree with what as the blanket statement that you can do a web page for $20 million is not a fair statement.
Well, let me ask you this.
Everybody had the opportunity to bid on this. It was open bidding. We had two bids for the second phase of it. They were not a Utah company. It's a California company that operates in conjunction with Microsoft and several other people that actually got the bid.
Keith, you got one back on that, or I've got a question if you don't.
Well, I was trying to keep up best I could. I have a few questions, actually. But you say Republicans pushed this, Commissioner Cheney, but my response to that is, so what? Republican, Democrat, takeover of health care is a takeover of health care. As far as Mississippi having more authority, the federal legislation clearly states, and I'm going to quote it for you, an exchange may not establish rules that conflict with or prevent the application of regulation promulgated by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. These are not things that are in the law. These are just things that Sebelius decides to throw in as part of what I understand she's done now with this 13,000 pages of new regulations. And another thing, Commissioner Cheney mentions, we are able to provide more money to the provider network. Well, who is we? Who is we? Is it just the state, or is it the state-federal agreement, and who's in charge of that? Who gets the final say?
The feds don't get that, Keith. That's something that we do, and I didn't call in to argue with that.
Nobody's arguing.
If you want a federal exchange and you want the feds here to operate the thing, then you're embracing Obamacare 100%. I don't care. You can't even argue that fact. What you're advocating is for the federal government to come in. You're embracing the very thing that most people are against, and you can't explain why you're doing that.
Commissioner Cheney.
There's nothing budgeted from the federal government to pay for a federal exchange. There is nothing in the federal law that gives that money that makes that money available to budget for a federal exchange. It's not there.
Commissioner,
you don't know that for a fact. You're wrong on that. The courts have already ruled that they can pay for one.
Let me ask you this question. All right, let me ask you quickly. We've got about three more minutes, and I didn't know we were going to have fireworks today. We're having a good time here on a Monday, though. Thank you. I get to stop talking about gun control for just a second. Commissioner Cheney, obviously, we know the governor says he's not with you on this. I think I'm a lot like everybody else out there. And I'm being straight up honest with both of you gentlemen, and I thank both of you for being here with me today, even though we're all kind of confused on this thing. I think
I'm not confused on it, JT.
No, I am. JT's confused, Commissioner Cheney. I'm not saying you are, and I'm not saying that Keith is. I'm saying I'm confused on this, and my confusion is this, is I have an awful lot of respect for you and your office, and you and I are very good friends, and I have the same thing for Governor Bryant, and I have the same thing for Keith, and it just seems like to me somebody's got something wrong, and I don't know who it is, Commissioner Cheney, and I think that's the question, and I think that's why we're all going back and forth. And really trying to figure this thing out. And I think it comes back to the whole thing is, just like I read about earlier, that starting January 1st, we got a new tooth tax out there on our dadgum dental insurance that's just popped up in this thing. Is that where all of this murkiness is coming from? Is because this thing, it's like it evolves and there's something new every day. I expect them to ban assault weapons with Obamacare any day now. I'm being facetious, obviously.
Well, a lot of the problem, JT, comes about because a lot of people don't like Obamacare and they want to read the law like they want it to read and say we shouldn't do anything. But when you sit down and look at the cold hard facts, logically, the best place to be is to have a state-run exchange system. Now, albeit they can fail, the Republican governors have banded together thinking that if enough states refuse to do anything, the feds cannot operate an exchange. But we know that that's not the case, and I'll tell you why. We had a symposium last week. I think that SuperTalk recorded most of Governor Leavitt's comments, but his comments and those of former Governor Tommy Thompson out of Wisconsin, two ex-secretaries of Health and Human Services have said the feds are going to operate the exchanges, and they want to operate. We're falling into the trap with these Republican states saying let the feds operate them to do just what the Obama administration wants to have happen, and that's to have federally operated exchanges. And when that happens, the issue for us on the states that may have a state-based exchange is how long can we survive before they take us over? That's an unknown question today. I can just tell you, and if you use your logic, you're a lot better off to have a state-based exchange. You can call Jackson instead of Washington, though. So if you get into trouble, who do you want to call, Washington, D.C. or Jackson, Mississippi, to get help?
And that's a good point that you bring up. Commissioner Cheney, thank you so much for being here. Keith, you'd like to get a final word in there before we hit the break?
Well, I would have one more question, Commissioner Cheney. The $2,000, what I've read in terms of the $2,000, the fine or the tax or whatever we're calling it these days, the analysis I've read says that fine does not happen because the feds don't have the authority to do it unless there is a state exchange. What would you say to that?
Well, that's not true, Keith. They're going to fine whoever they want to fine. The tax of the $2,000 penalty does not apply to small employers. That's 50 or less employees. That's who we are designing our exchange to address right now. I'm not worried about the over 50 group. That's a whole other area that I don't know what's going to happen on that one because they're still writing regulations on them. But the $2,000 fine does not apply to the 50 and less small employers. The $2,000 that you say that, and some people like the Cato Foundation say that that's not possible to charge $2,000, but when you talk to all the smart money folks and the lawyers that we have to deal with and all the other commissioners in various states, they think the fine can be charged. We're trying to find a solution as to where we can protect people in our state to keep employed in Mississippi. Keith.
Commissioner Cheney,
I know you got to go.
I got to go. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Keith Plunkett, thank you for Ms. Pep. Thank you, Commissioner Cheney.
Good talking to you, Commissioner.
Good stuff there, guys. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to both of you. The JT Show, our final segment is next. Wow, that was fun.